Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? And welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate victims and survivors of said disorder. It's a mouthful. First of all, y'all, thank y'all for being here. Today's episode is going to be about how narcissists want you to chase them. How narcissists want you to be in pursuit of them. Had a good conversation today on a one-on-one, and a lady requested me to do a video about this. So here we go. So you know, at the beginning of a relationship with a narcissist, things are going to be hot and heavy most times. Yeah, this is why I don't like filming outside. There's a bird right here. I think this bird thinks I'm trying. I'm not trying to take your baby, bird. Like, I'm down. I'm in my car. Most narcissistic relationships are going to be, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, are going to be extremely hot and heavy. You know, hot and heavy, love bombing stage, idealization stage, whatever you want to call it. Hot and heavy, giving you everything that you want and need. They are chasing you. The narcissistic person in your life is chasing after you. They're behind you. They're running you down to love you. Slow down so I can love you more. Please let me love you. Please allow me to love you. So they chase you, they chase you, they chase you until they feel like they can't love you, until they get you. So they're love bombing you. They're giving you everything you want and need. They're telling you everything that you want to hear, you need to hear, and things like that. They're, you know, becoming everything that you could imagine a significant other being. They're becoming your person, your perfect person. They just are. They're becoming literally your perfect person, the person you want to be with, the person you feel like you can spend the rest of your life with, and things like that. So you want to get married? Like, they just try to move quickly. When you're moving fast with a narcissist, I'm telling you, they chase you down, they catch you. But narcissists move faster than, you know, non-narcissistic people tend to move. So guess what? If a narcissist is moving fast, guess what happens? You're moving slow. Guess what happens when they catch up with you? They eventually pass you, correct? So you end up chasing the narcissist, because guess what? Why would I chase a narcissist? Why I don't? If they leave me behind, if they're not giving me what I want and need, I'm not going to chase after anybody. It's different with narcissistic relationships because you know the capability that narcissist possesses. You know the potential that narcissists possess. You know they get cheek clapping so good it feel like an earthquake. Feel like a 4 on a Richter scale. They're clapping your cheeks so good. You get in that situation right there. Earthquake cheeks. That makes sense? I don't know. I had to say it though, y'all. But like, when you're dealing with that type of stuff, they love bombing the steam off you. They really, really do. Give you everything you want and need. And then once they feel like they have you, once they catch you, once they feel like they have you, they start to take it away. They pass you. They don't run you. They're not running you down anymore. They've ran past you, correct? So now that they've ran past you, you want the love bombing stage, right? Because that was your person. That was your everything. They were everything that you wanted and needed, correct? So guess what? You're trying to catch up with them now. You're chasing them now and trying to do what they want, trying to do what they need to get back to what you want and need, right? You want that person. You want the original person back. You want the person you met originally. You want them back. You just do. You really, really do. I want to open my door, y'all, but that damn bird is sitting right there just waiting to hawk. This ox is going to open the door. But yeah, you deal with it. I told you. As soon as I open the door, it's just they're talking to me like, drive off, boy. Narcissist. No, there's a narcissist bird right there. Bird can sense that I'm a narcissist and just trying to holler at me like, narcissist. Knock. Gotcha. That's stupid. So you, like I said, if you're dealing with toxic people, narcissists, you end up chasing them. And in this stage where you are chasing a narcissist, let's just say they discard you, right? You're chasing a narcissist now. You're trying to get them back. You're trying to get back to the love bombing phase, right? So let's say they discard you. You discard, and then the hoovering phase initiates, right? So you are trying, when the reverse hoover happens, you try to You try to suck yourself back into the relationship, right? So if you get reversed, if a narcissist discards you and you reach out to them, you break no contact, you go back to that person and you break no contact, you go back to them, that's the reverse Hoover. The reverse Hoover doesn't work all the time because sometimes the narcissist will literally just stop responding to you. You're texting them on a regular basis. You're calling them on a regular basis. They're going no contact with you. So sometimes even the reverse Hoover doesn't work because guess what? People are like, are they completely done with you? Yeah. Sometimes they could be completely done with you. Yeah. A narcissist could be completely done with you and stop responding to your calls, stop responding to your texts and everything like that. Or they like to keep narcissistic people like to keep backup. It flew off. Narcissistic people like to keep backup supply. So as long as you're responding to the narcissist, as long as you're texting the narcissist first, as long as you're calling in the narcissistic person, they don't have to respond to you because they don't have to put any work in to keep you there in the same spot that you are in.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
So if you're calling and texting a narcissist and they just won't respond to you anymore, they're done with you, if they feel like they're done with you, that means they could be done with you or they're keeping you on the hook to come back later. As long as you're reaching out to them, they know that they can get you back. As long as you're reaching out to that person, they know that they can get you back. They do. They do. They might come back 2 months later, 3 months later, 6 months later. They might come back. They might not ever come back. But as long as you're responding to them and sending them messages, they always think that they can cross that boundary and get you back. That's just the way of the world right there, y'all. That's just the way it works with narcissistic people. The dynamic of the narcissist, the dynamic of a narcissistic relationship shifts. You go from, at the beginning, I said, they are chasing you. They're courting you. They're, trying to ask your father for their hand in marriage within 72 hours of knowing you. That type of weird shit right there. So they're love bombing the steam off of you, clapping the cheeks to the highest of heaven like a church choir clapping. You mean, Jesus is good. Ooh, Jesus is good. On rhythm too. Rhythm and cheeks. They're doing all this stuff for you. So eventually, you want that back. So they take it away. I don't have to do this anymore. I've done so much for this person in such a short period of time that I don't have to do anything else to keep this person here. They're going to want me to become whoever I used to be. So they're going to chase me. They want me, right? You want me. Chase me. Narcissistic people want to be needed. They want to be wanted. So you're wanting them and needing them by chasing them and trying to get them back into your life. Asking them, can things go back to normal? Asking them whatever, you asking a narcissist what you can do better to treat them better. And they're treating you god-awfully. They're treating you terribly. The treatment of you is god-awful. So if they're treating you terribly and you're allowing it to happen, I know the trauma bond exists, it's not me victim blaming. If they're treating you terribly and you're allowing it to happen, they think it's that you're okay with what they're doing to you. And they also think that they can get away with anything else. They don't have to put any more work in with you. The narcissists are living off of old work. They're not trying to rebuild the foundation. They're not trying to do any of that stuff right there. They're literally trying to build this stuff up. You know what I mean? Yeah. It should be free, but just moving right now. Yeah. That's how it goes, though, y'all. So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, whatever, you're going to have to battle. You're going to have to go through this. This is part of the struggle right here. This is part of the dynamic right here. You know, dealing with narcissistic people, if you feel like you're in a relationship and they restrict giving you things, the devaluation stage where they stop giving you stuff, but they give it to you every once in a while. They give you, when a narcissist takes stuff away, things feel a lot bigger. If you're an affectionate person, right? If your love language is physical touch, and I don't physically touch you for 2 months. Guess what happens when I physically touch you? You might feel weird, but that physical touch carries a lot more weight than it would have if I would have been touching you every day, doesn't it? Now you can't get bored of me. Now you can't get rid of me because now you're chasing me. How are you going to get rid of me if you're chasing me? If you're addicted to me, if you're obsessed with me, how are you going to get rid of somebody you're obsessed with? Now I tell people all the time, you have to stand in your truth, stand in your power, and sometimes you have to leave. If not, again, this is your future. You can't change this up. You just can't. You don't have the ability to change anybody else but yourself. You don't have the and there's nothing wrong with that. People are like, Lee, you're being disrespectful. You tell people they can't change other people. How? Explain how I'm being disrespectful by telling you something that you cannot do. You can't change anybody else, y'all. That's outside of your wheelhouse. That is outside of our pay grades and things like that. But you know what you have the power to do? Work on you. The chasing the narcissist gets tired, y'all. Your feet, you gonna have emotional bunions on your damn feet from chasing behind a narcissist. Imagine getting emotional warts on your damn feet for chasing narcissistic people. Emotional warts, y'all. Emotional bandages on your feet. Your feet are going through emotional pain and things of that nature. You know what I mean? They just are. So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, whatever, understand that this is the way it goes right here. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to continue to power up and power through. You have the strength to do it. You just have to believe it. I can believe it all I want to, but if you want to chase down a narcissist for the rest of your life while they, you know, you. So this is what happens too, right? I mean, this is a better thing right here. You are the old supply. So now you are chasing the narcissist. You want the narcissist back. You are chasing them. But guess what the narcissist is doing now? They're chasing somebody else. You see how that works? You're chasing them. They're chasing somebody else. And when they catch that person, they devalue that person. Same thing. Now, both of y'all chasing the narcissist. The narcissist chasing on to the third supply. Now, all three of y'all chasing the narcissist on to the fourth supply. It doesn't stop until somebody stops it. And how do we stop it? How do we get rid of the narcissist other than, you know, unaliving them? You stop giving it. You slow down. Stop. Just slow down, y'all. I had a headache today. Anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness is out. Peace.